Welcome to News Video Clip. The Consumer Price Index report came out today, and it noted that inflation is over 4% for the first time in 3 years. So we have skyrocketing inflation. And here's a report from CNN.
There's new data in showing inflation just hit its highest level in 3 years. Now, over 4%, and very clearly driven up by the war with Iran. Matt Egan brought us this breaking news. He's been digging more into it. He's joining us right now. Matt, what are the details?
Well, Kate, the war in the Middle East continues to make life here in America more expensive. So consumer prices were up by 0.5 percentage point between April and May. That was in line with expectations. That's actually a cool down from the month before. However, that is just way too hot of a number. And it's not a blip. If you look at this, there's actually a 3-month average for this reading, and it's the highest level in almost 4 years. On an annual basis, prices were up by 4.2%. It's the first time that inflation is back above 4% since 2023.
Okay, so there we go. Inflation is going through the roof. Prices are rising. So, of course, our dear president, who claims to love America so much, of course he's concerned, right? Maybe not. Let's take a look at what Trump had to say about this inflation.
Be concerned, Mr. President, about the latest inflation number, which came out this morning. Could that be
a... No, I love it.
Well, the numbers look great.
You know what I really love?
I love the inflation.
You know why?
Because as soon as this war is out, you know, I can say it now, something you didn't know. You know, we've been taking out millions of barrels of oil. Nobody knows it. You know who doesn't know about it? Iran, I'm telling
you. Okay. So anyway, Trump literally said, I love this inflation. And then he went on a rant about stealing millions of barrels of oil from Iran, and they don't even know about it. What? I mean, this guy should be absolutely in a home. I mean, he's clearly incapacitated. He's clearly out of his mind. He has no idea. And more than that, he just doesn't even care. He doesn't care that prices are going up. And any MAGA people watching this, you voted for this. So you got what you voted for. That's right. And Trump doesn't care. But somebody who does care is Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia. And he was asking Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins about inflation in groceries today. And she's actually going to blame the Biden administration.
But it's not just farmers that I'm concerned about. I'm also concerned about Georgia families. According to the USDA, grocery costs increased about 3%. In the last year and expected to increase by another 3.2% this year. And at the same time, this administration has celebrated kicking 3.5 million Americans, including children, off SNAP, a program designed to help our most vulnerable neighbors afford groceries when times are rough. And those neighbors, by the way, are disproportionately in red rural districts. Those communities are struggling. You've supported aid packages for farmers hurt by Trump's policies. Would you also support a food aid package for working families who are just struggling to afford groceries due to increased costs?
So, Senator, the 3% is actually an average cost of food increase over the years. Under the last administration, went up 20%. But the SNAP, I think, is really...
Do you realize, Madam Secretary, with all due respect, how sterile that answer sounds
for
the person who's trying to... You say, well, you know, that's the mean cost. But right now, somebody's trying to buy groceries in Georgia. They can't afford it.
Well, but that's because of the Biden administration is the reason.
2 years later, that's your answer? Because of the Biden administration?
Look at this. Look at all the...
So there you go. Brooke Rollins is still blaming Joe Biden. She's literally blaming Biden for inflation that was caused by Trump's failed war in Iran. And did you notice when Senator Warnock asked her about a food aid package for working families that are struggling? Do you notice she never answered the question? Gosh, I can't imagine why. It must be because she just cares so much. Yeah, right. All righty, we're going to move on to a Trump supporter named Riley Gaines. Now, Riley Gaines is famous because she came in fifth place at a swimming competition, and apparently she had no other marketable skills after that, so she became a social media influencer slash grifter. And Riley Gaines is a evangelical Christian. Now, I want to be very clear here. I'm not talking about all Christians. I'm talking about the right-wing evangelical Christians that supported Trump by about 90%. So these people are in the tank for Trump. So let's check in on Riley Gaines, shall we? Oops! Pro-Trump Christian influencer Riley Gaines was paid off by the gambling website Polymarket, reports Politico. Politico says that Gaines was paid at least $6,600. Wow. The Federal Trade Commission says that social media influencers have a responsibility to disclose any material connection to products they endorse. But for some reason, right-wing evangelical Christian Riley Gaines did not disclose this. Wow, what a deceptive and dishonest person she is. Just unbelievable. And it's interesting because Riley Gaines is one of many right-wing evangelical Christians, not all Christians, just the right-wing evangelicals, who is wetting their panties because June is Pride Month and they get really triggered by rainbow flags. But here's something that doesn't trigger them. And this was reported a few years ago by the Associated Press in 2022. The Associated Press reported that Catholics, Mormons, and other Christian churches oppose laws that require religious leaders to report child sex abuse. This is amazing. In 33 states, clergy members are exempt from any laws that require professionals, such as teachers, doctors, psychotherapists, to report information about alleged child sex abuse to police or child welfare officials. This has been a massive loophole. The Associated Press reports the loophole has resulted in an unknown number of predators being allowed to continue abusing children for years, even though they confessed their illegal behavior to religious officials. Wow. But it's actually the pride flag that's making all the right-wing evangelicals get all butthurt. Give me a break. They don't care about kids. They don't care about victims. They've already forgotten about the Epstein files. Nobody's even talking about that anymore on the right-wing evangelical side. None of them. Alrighty, those are all the stories we have for today. We have links to all of our stories right below this video. We back up everything we say, unlike the right-wing podcasters, Joe Rogan, Benny Johnson, Tim Pool, Jimmy Dore, and others who lie like hell. They never back up anything. Alrighty, if you like this podcast, please like and subscribe. If you hate this show, please hate and subscribe. If you hate me, please hate and subscribe. Just subscribe. And I want to thank all the people who've already subscribed. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Alrighty, we'll be back later with more stories.